With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a new NATO effort underway in the Arctic.
NATO has launched a new military effort dubbed Arctic Sentry, aimed at improving security in the high north. The effort comes a month after President Trump ramped up tensions in the alliance with his threats to annex Greenland. Initially, Arctic Sentry will be the NATO label for national military exercises in the region, such as Denmark's Arctic Endurance and Norway's. NATO's role in this series of military activities, which will be coordinated through its U.S. headquarters in Virginia, is aimed at countering Russian and Chinese influence in the high north, which includes Greenland. I'm Karen Shamas.
Attorney General Pam Bondi clashed with lawmakers during an explosive congressional hearing, correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans approved legislation on Wednesday that would impose strict new proof of citizenship requirements ahead of the midterm elections. The bill, called the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility or Save America Act, would require Americans to prove they're citizens when they register to vote, mostly through a valid U.S. passport or birth certificate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board cast parents as terrorists.
ABC TV in Washington reports that school officials in suburban Loudoun County recently held a training in which actors portrayed local moms and dads pulling guns and attacking the board members at a public meeting. ABC quotes sources as saying that school board chairwoman April Chandler described parents as, quote, disruptors and agitators. During the session, board members were trained how to escape and how to fight the parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds is drawing young audiences to faith-based rap, Afrobeats, and R&B. Christian rap has been growing for over a decade, but its newer subgenres and counterparts have exploded since the COVID-19 pandemic. Social media algorithms have helped them reach wider audiences, and bigger labels are catching on. The artists say the songs help connect people with God. This is SRN News. Investigators are searching a location in Arizona in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie detained a man in Arizona Tuesday night who says he was questioned for hours before being released. The man, a delivery driver, told several media outlets he had nothing to do with last week's disappearance of the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. The Pima County Sheriff's Department also says it searched a location Tuesday night in a city where that man lives near the U.S.-Mexico border. The development came just hours after the FBI released images of a person wearing a full head mask with an apparent gun on Nancy Guthrie's porch the night she went missing near Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.